Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome to the show.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have now come to the main event of the evening.
Okay, y'all, this is it.
It had to happen sooner or later.
It's party time.
We deserve an adventure.
Y'all ready for this?
Hit me.
Live from Kansas City, it's the Up All Night Radio Show with Stephen McKay and Travis Winters.
Hey now, I'm Mac. Hey, what do you think about that? Hey, the first time, huh? Is that microphone on?
Oh, there.
Now, who are you?
I am Mick.
Our first show, and we fuck up.
So yeah, you were going, hey, how about that, the first time? And then it's like, wait a minute.
Oh, well, because I heard you, and it's like, that doesn't sound right. Welcome to the Up All Night Radio Show, and yes, we are back. And Travis is gone, and he might call in tonight, though, I heard. But we'll see about that. He hasn't left town yet. But the great McShane is here.
I'm only great in my own mind.
and your ladies, too.
Yes. Go. Beck, who is in the chat room as well.
So
hi, Beck.
Outstanding. So we got an exciting show tonight. Not really, but we got a great co-host here. So we got all kinds of new stories we can tell. I'm sure he's got some very cool stories. Rocker back in the day, you telling me you got cool stories all out the ass. I bet
I can make up a bunch of them, but I don't
think
I remember.
That's fine for us. That'll be cool. And we're gonna be talking about just filthy rich people. We got a new feature called Driving Tip of the Week, sponsored by the Kansas Safe Driving Council or some bullshit like that. I don't know who the hell they are, but they want us to do a Driving Tip of the Week. So we've got that all prepared, plus maybe phone calls. What do you think about phone calls?
Yeah, let's do them. Might as well.
All right, so we may do phone calls later. So this is going to be an exciting show. There you go. And, oh, yeah, you heard a little bit there in the beginning. Kenny Wayne Shepherd's going to be our featured artist. I'm going to tell you that a heads up. Woo. And we also have a few David Gerald. We had some requests for him, so I got to pimp him out. And if you got a special request, write in the chat box there. We'll give you the details of all that when we get back after this break, and we'll have all the microphones turned on.
Yeah. I promise.
And one of the cool things is that I have to turn my head to check the volumes.
Awesome.
And so then I move.
We'll be right back with more Mac and Travis.
Hi, this is Steve Porter here from the English blues rock band Nice as Pie, reminding you to join me every Friday night at 11 p.m. through till midnight here on KCOR for the Steve Porter Show. And also 12 noon Sundays is repeated, so join me then for some great blues, some great rock, and a few good laughs as well. And bring some booze, will you?
I know what you're going through.
I've been there.
Nobody else I know has been there.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan, I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Not everyone understands that.
Things at home may be as you left them.
But you don't feel the same.
Join us at communityofveterans.org.
And connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
My mind! Where is it? It's gone!
This is The Cockroach,
the Internet's talk superstation.
I
most talk radio is bullshit.
It's all over the internet.
I mean, really, aren't you people tired of listening to political crap yet?
This is madness.
We like to dress up as stuffed animals and have sex with each other.
What the deuce is going on?
The internet's talk superstation.
The cockroach.
MySpace.com/roachradio.
Hi, this is Stephanie Miller, and you're listening to the Up All Night Radio Show with Mac and Travis, two bigger losers than me.
All right, back here up on the Up All Night Radio Show, and McShane here.
McShane. I've got to get my McShane radio voice.
McShane radio voice. What do you think of, by the way, the website there? It's macandtravis.com. The Mac and Mick, the little M&M, are we going to be the M&M boys now? Is that
might,
who we
might as well be. I worked for the Backstreet Boys.
The M&M boys now.
Yeah, I like how I'm the short one.
Well, now. Yeah, but you're not fat like me. I'm the big fat yellow one.
But I wanted to be the big fat wide body.
I could switch them around, but it'll be Mick and Mac. Hey, that sounds actually pretty cool, Mick and Mac.
Mick and Mac. We won't get in trouble for McDonald's, will we?
No. Have you ever heard that show? It's on the public radio, and they're car repair guys. Click and clack.
Click and clack.
So we're kind of the click and clack of late night, I guess. And we're going to answer your car questions,
yeah.
But not right now. Let's see. The business. Let me get to the business. The website is macandtravis.com. M-A-C and Travis.com. Macandtravis.com. There you're going to find the beautiful website. We're going to have the Babe of the Week. We're going to talk about her a little bit later. You're going to have to come up with some Babe of the Week for me.
Yeah, I was going to this week, and then I realized that you'd grabbed one. Yeah, so I was like, okay. Well,
I always try to keep some in reserve, you know, just in case. It's hard research, too.
It is. I mean, there's so many.
Is Beck going to get upset with you when you're sitting there looking at hot chicks in the computer all the time?
Nah, I wouldn't be anything out of my normal daily agenda.
That's cool. That's nice. Anyway, back to the website. Also, you're going to find the show notes we're going to be discussing, which there's not much going on, but we found a few. The chat box right there. McShane's in there. I try to jump in. We got Wyoming Goofy Gal. And, man, we got a pretty slow night here so far. Everybody's coming back from the club. There's Trish, Diva.
Beck's
and,
in there.
Beck's in there. And so we're going to try to get people start roaming in. This is like a club, like a strip bar, one of the cheaper strip bars here. People just kind of roam in late at night when they've been to every place else. And, well, let's go in here and see what's going on. And they come into back at McShane, and here you go.
Just don't forget to tip your waitresses.
That's
or
right.
Your, in our place, waiters. Yeah.
That's right, baby. That's right. All right. There's the way. Oh, so a couple of bits of news, and one is, if you're trying to contact us, you're going to have to use the chat box. My internet messenger is gone, and we'll talk about that here in a few minutes. So no one ever try to contact me on internet messenger again. It's gone. And I don't know if you have internet messenger up, but don't worry about it. Hell with it. We don't have the camera on either because we're still organizing the studio, and it's just a nightmare. That's a pain in the ass, isn't it, doing that way? This whole place is a nightmare.
Well, I tell you what, I'm sorry for right now. I apologize for breaking the camera. We were trying to do some testing before the show, and he was trying to get the angles right, and I broke it. So I apologize. I looked in it, and it's like exploded into a big flame of fire.
I got to get my sound effects going here. Got to get the whole rhythm of the show. It's been a couple of weeks here, so. But at any rate, so I've totally lost track of stuff. But
I have that effect on people.
the studio. Yeah, the studio is just a mess. I've got a board sitting there with the phone, just wires running everywhere. It's just a nightmare. But we're going to have it back up, and we're going to have a good time. We're going to get this whole thing going.
Oh, yeah.
You excited, or are you just like, I don't know.
I'm excited. I always love coming on the show over here. And yeah, I'm sure we'll get in a rhythm, and it'll be like old hat.
Wait till we get the stripper pole and the stripper's coming in.
Yeah, wait till I break that too.
No, we don't want you on the stripper pole. We want the strippers on the stripper pole. I need to find some strippers to come in. But Travis would get mad too. They're not in the chat box. His wife's not in the chat box. And so that you can tell, they're probably out at the club, the adult adult alternative club, as they like to call it.
There you go. There you go.
And so
yeah, hunting for Easter egg hunt.
I guess so. By the way, that's what I was going to mention. Bunny Day. What's the big plans for Bunny Day for you?
Well, we're going to fire up the smoker. I've already got it fired up for the first time this year, seasoned it in, and made some pork steaks here a while back and earlier in the week. Turned out great, so we're going to do some smoking of some stuff tomorrow.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
And other than that, just hang out and enjoy the weather.
Yeah, it's going to be nice again tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, beautiful, beautiful.
I wish I didn't have to work, then I could actually enjoy it.
But. I'll enjoy it for you. While I'm sitting on my deck, I'll
you got a big deck?
Yeah, actually I do. That's what all the women say.
That's what Becky said. Yeah, he has a big deck.
Kind of reminds me of that movie, the 40-Year-Old Virgin. I hope you got a big trunk because I'm going to put my bike in there. There's another sound clip. Oh, great.
I got to bring that up. I'm out of sync here, so I'll be your stripper, Mac. Thank you, Diva Trish. So, you think it's wrong of me to imagine a poll here, and we have Diva Trish and Wyoming Goofy Gal dancing at the same time? Is that wrong of me?
No, I wouldn't say that's wrong of you at all.
We'll see.
You're not thinking of my poll. That's fine.
We'll see if they leave the box here and say, oh, we're not going to listen to this crap.
All right. We're already talking about polls and boxes, so. Yeah.
That's what we do.
Yes, sir.
We do. Okay, so we're going to stay on the whole theme of sex. Not really. These Trojan issues that I have here. And yes, this is the Trojans I don't want. I keep getting these freaking Trojans, and never have I gotten a Trojan from a porn site. So what I've learned now is that I need to look at more porn and less news and stuff like that.
Exactly.
I got one today, and it was a nasty one. I spent the whole day. I still haven't got rid of it, but it's at least under control. But I think it came through Yahoo Messenger.
Really?
Yes, because I was only at three sites. One was Mac and Travis website. I was at the automation website, which there, you know, and then I was at LiveLeak, you know, .com.
Right, right.
And I've been to that a gazillion times, but it actually broke into and opened up my firewall, and there's a bunch of little openings in there. It just all my virus, the malware program. All my virus programs were non-functional. You click on them and nothing would happen.
Awesome.
You couldn't even control, alt, and delete when you try to get rid of a process, you know, delete.
Nice.
It would just disappear. So it was totally fucked up. And so it's been a nightmare. But I think the Yahoo Messenger is where it came in at. Because I still can't use the Yahoo Messenger. It won't let me reload Yahoo Messenger. And it said when I first was fucking with it that my password was wrong. So I think there's something going on there. So
got you in a open port there.
Yeah, and they every time I load it up, they say you need to open up the firewall for Yahoo Messenger. Well, it was already open.
Yeah, they were wanting you to go in there for a little bit. Open up this port so we can take control. Maybe it was the government.
Could have been Wyoming Goofy Gal. So she says there isn't a poll strong enough for me.
Yeah.
Get
yeah,
out
that's
of here.
What they're saying. Jeez. I would totally annihilate it. It'd probably go through the floor if I tried to climb on one. And that would be a bad sight. You don't want to see that.
No, we don't want to see that. No. That may be for the Trish and Wyoming Goofy Gal show. The Trish and Beck show, you know, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
They'd like that. They should have their own show and talk about boobs and stuff. Well, they wouldn't be talking about boobs, but, you know, men's body parts. That's the other thing that pisses me off in this world. Let me make one little stop in this whole show. You know, I got the Skinamax on my television, which at first it was really cool because there's some hot chicks on there. And there's boobs and ass everywhere on that Skinamax.
Right, right.
But there are the women, the men they are that they're with, the women are with, are these handsome studs with ripped abs. I don't want to see that bullshit. I want to see some fat guy, about 45, banging these girls, not some ripped off guy. And I can't even watch it anymore. Is that a complex of mine or what?
No. I think they need to be fair.
Yeah.
It's equal opportunity.
Yeah.
We get painting a bad image of us. We're, you know.
I think they're after the women's viewers. They want women viewers is what they're after. Because women, you know, they probably get off on that. You know, the stud muffin with the ripped abs. And there's no man in the world that's not. Oh, Ricky Martin. Did you hear the news on it?
I heard about little Ricky.
Aw, he's gay.
You got some splaining to do, little Ricky.
All you ladies out there that thought he was a stud muffin, yeah.
It's all for show, but no go.
I told my ex-wife back when we were married, he's gay. No, he's not gay. You're just jealous because he's so good looking.
Well, remember when all us guys were going, hey, the Backstreet Boys are gay? Come on.
We have this thing called gaydar. And
it's pretty accurate.
I'm going to see if I get some actual audio of our gaydar system. No, this isn't it.
What's this button? I love gay porn. I'm watching gay porn right now.
No,
I hate my job because I love gay porn.
No, that's not. That's not right. That's what Ricky Martin says.
Exactly. I saw that that interview too. And he
you did?
He was pretty much saying, yeah. Well, he didn't answer a whole lot, but he was living la vida loca.
Now, didn't he do like a Barbara Walters interview like 5 or 6 years ago? And
yeah, I think
he was like,
did.
No, I'm straight. I like women. I really like breasts. And you can just tell he wanted to puke.
Yeah.
Just thinking about breasts.
And he's still not really, I mean, he's outed himself, but he's not really answering a lot of the questions that they're asking. He's kind of like, well, you know, what do I have to answer that?
It's just like, to me, it's just like the Tiger Woods issue. We all bought our Buicks because of Tiger Woods and because he was this great upstanding. We bought it. We bought the whole Tiger Woods thing. And then it turns around that he's, you know, pretty much a sleaze bag. Well, Ricky Martin, all the women were buying him. Oh, Mr. Stud Muffin with the great abs, handsome face, nice tush. Wah, wah, another wah, wah. Give me another wah, wah, please.
Wah, wah, wah.
What's the reaction in the chat box to that, baby? I'm wondering who's next going to come out. Mac, you going to take phone calls tonight? Yes, we are going to take phone calls later. I wonder if any of these young ladies in the chat box like Ricky Martin. So, does Beck like him?
You know, I don't know. We haven't really had that discussion. You know, I kind of know the music that she kind of likes, but I've kind of got her, you know,
into rock.
Swung all over into the rock side a little bit now. So, and no, she doesn't like Ricky Martin.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Give her a round of applause.
Yeah.
Give her a round of applause. No, a real round of applause. There you go. A fake round of applause.
I knew she wouldn't let me down.
And you said she couldn't be here tonight because of what?
Well, she's got to be the one that gets up early and starts all the Easter Sunday stuff for the kids showing up in the morning. So.
Ah, that's sweet.
She's going to probably hit the sack as soon as we're done.
I was looking for a bunny sound, but there's no sound a bunny makes.
The only bunny sound that I know of is the Cadbury bunny that goes.
About Bugs Bunny. I don't think I have any Bugs Bunny. Oh, well. Oh, well. Wyoming Goofy Gals in the box. We haven't played this for. Let's go ahead and let it loose. Wonder
Woman. Hey, everyone. She is in the box. Straight from the National Security Agency, it's the Wyoming Goofy Gal. Boy, I would like to be in her box. In your satin
tights, fighting. Is she wearing satin tights tonight is our question of the night. Yeah, we got a lot to do tonight. We're going to have the phones open up a little bit later. Probably in the second hour because we got so much to get to. If you look at these sheets, you see there's a lot to get to right there.
There's a ton. Which sheet?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me memorizing anything was going to be in this.
Nah. Oh, man. So, in a way, I don't know. Just I've been fooling with the Trojan issue, and that kind of ruined my day. I was trying to get, I guess Wyoming Goofy Gal said earlier that there was snow up there. But
who's that in the box there, Mac?
So let me look who's in the box there. Travis Winters has entered the box.
What's up, he doing boxies? In the
box? Boxies. Why aren't you at the club? You know, taking your last weekend with your lady to the club. Condoms.
Condoms.
You don't have any. That's your problem.
As long as he's... Yeah, maybe D. No, I'm not. I'm not going there with that.
Go for it.
No. No Trojan. No Trojan jokes.
Everything went back to sex. You notice that?
Yeah, it always does. It always does. All right, we'll be back with more Up All Night.
Hi there.
Hello, this is Les Llewellyn, Road Rash Blues Show.
Hello, this is Mark Kirk, Road Rash Blues Show.
Hello, this is Terry Knoll, the Road Rash Blues Show.
Yes. Okay then, Eric. Let's get ready to rumble.
KCOR, Kansas City Online Radio.
Access granted.
Hi, this is Joe Elliott from Def Leppard for Rad. Planning on going out and having a party? Great, have a lot of fun. But do me a big favor and don't blow it. Always choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives. You should too.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Okay, you ready? The way it's said properly is...
The cockroach!
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 The cockroach, man!
The cockroach!
The cockroach!
Cockroach! Cockroach!
Cockroach!
Cockroach! Cockroach! Cockroach! Cockroach!
I had nothing to say. Stop bothering me.
The cockroach.
The cockroach.
The Internet's Talk Superstation.
Check us out online at myspace.com/roachradio.
I guess. Do I need to kick my leg and show off my panties at the same time? Up All Night Radio Show with Mac and Travis.
And we're back here. Shane is here.
Hi, I'm Travis.
He's Travis. Now, whenever you say that, if you're going to act like Travis, move from the microphone and move. Well, you wait here, I'm over here, then I'm real loud. That's how Travis does it. Sorry about that, Travis.
I'm Travis. Hi, Travis.
He's in the box there.
Travis in the box.
Are you going to call Travis here in a little bit? I don't know if he's going to or not. Anyway. Yes, happy Easter, everybody. Bunny. I need some bunny sounds. I don't know. Introduce us to the babe of the week. Who is this chick? The babe of the week. And we got some audio from her here. That, you know, we always have the audio from her.
Always got to have the audio. Yeah. Babe of the week. Looks like a brunette, long hair. Is that jewels or shells?
That's a good
beads.
Beads of some kind.
April Rose.
She's the chick on WGN, the movie chick for what's it called? Underground Movies, Movie Underground.
Really?
And she's a movie chick.
Like a commentator type
movie
chick?
Yeah, like Elvira and remember the Up All Night radio? Up All Night.
With Uncle Ed Mascari? No.
With Rhonda Shear back in the day. We'll get to Rhonda Shear in a little bit. But that's Up All Night movie theater, whatever it was Rhonda Shear. But it's the same sort of thing. And let me play a little bit, and we'll see what she's got to say about this. FHM girl, whatever you call it. I don't remember what they call it. Let's find out. Tell us more about yourself. How about that? Let's just give it to her. She'll explain who the hell she is.
Hey, I'm April from Chicago. I'm 25 years old, and I'm a Maxim 2008 Hometown Hotties finalist.
That noise.
I live in Chicago. I love Chicago. Huge football fan. The Bears. I do modeling, but I also do some spokes modeling, so I get to use my personality. Really strong. Which that's awesome that I can use my ability to speak and to connect with people on a different level other than just on paper. I like people. I love talking to people, all different kinds of people. Chicago's a really neat place because I feel like you can just walk down the street and really just talk to anybody and say hi. Everyone's really friendly in Chicago. Sears Tower, we're going up. Now we're up in the Sears Tower. And next time you're in Chicago, I'll give you your own personal tour. There's tons of museums, which is great. Again, the people. I just really love the people in Chicago. That's just kind of what keeps me settled, and that's my home base. You have to choose one if you're in Chicago. You either like the Cubs or the
Almost
Sox.
Sort of like
there's
a door,
no
though.
In between. Yeah. I'm a Chicago fan.
Oh, there she is. I didn't hear everything, but she's somebody. I don't know who the hell she is. But she does the movie thing there for the Movie Underground on WGN. And there's a link there on the website. You can find out more. You actually see some video from that from her show, April Rose. April, that's kind of cool that her name's April.
April and April.
There you go. Ooh. Yeah, she had a slight accident out there, so if you go out there, be careful. There's some little bombs on the ground.
So, alrighty. So. April Rose?
No. That's what we'll call them, April Rose.
Bombs on the ground, bombs on the ground.
Oh, okay. Let me see what I got here. I don't have any bombs on the ground, but I have some.
Pants on the ground, looking like a fool with your pants on the ground.
All right, enough of that. All right, let's hit a song, and then we'll come back and get more of this stuff. Kenny Wayne Shepherd, a featured artist. This is his first really big hit that everybody knows, even if you don't like blues. Blue on Black, Kenny Wayne Shepherd. up all night with Mac and McShane sitting in.
Mac and McShane.
And Travis is in the box. He's not talking anymore.
He said he'd be right back, so I don't know.
BRB. OMG. LOL.
BFF.
Yeah. G2G. Is there any cussing for that stuff? Because I don't know all that lingo. Is there like fuck you in language?
You can go FTMFW.
What's that?
For the motherfucking win.
Oh.
Something like that.
All right. I don't know.
Yeah.
I need to learn those. It needs to be a website so I can learn.
I have this automatic sensor. This is going to take me a while to get used to because I have automatic sensor on, on my...
Well, give us a fuck. That way you get more
comfortable. Oh, well, fuck it.
There you go. Thank you very much. We don't care sensor. Here. We don't care. We're late at night. And only adults are listening. There's no little kids listening right now. Right, Travis? Right, Travis? Right.
No, I know none of mine are listening.
Of course, I guess we're not in late night in Hawaii or someplace like that. But I'm sure we have no listeners there. But anyway. Yes. We're going to do this, the whole new bit. Do we have time? We got time. All right. So this is our brand new feature. We're very proud of this. And, you know, we're part of safety. We believe in safe driving, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. And you used to drive a truck.
I used to drive a truck. It used to be a commercial truck.
Let's take a listen to this. Let's get it started here.
And now the Up All Night Radio is your safe driving tip of the week. Sponsored by the Kansas Safe Highway Council. Remember, smart driving saves lives. One foot on the brake
and one on the gas. All right, so this is our first safe driving tip of the week. And let me get to it right away. Oh, let me turn this down. This is for, and I understand we both live in Johnson County, but this is specifically for Johnson County motorists. Let me see if I can read this. They send this copy here. I have no choice to read this, so.
You got your hands tied.
My hands tied. Motor vehicles have a feature called a turn signal. This is a control lever located near the left of the steering wheel. On the steering wheel column, if you lift the lever, the indicator light turns for the right. If you push it down, it's for the left, and in the middle is the off position. Not only does it light up an indicator flash on the dash, but it also illuminates a incandescent bulb located on the rear and front of the vehicle. This feature informs other drivers as to what the fuck you're going to be doing. If you plan on turning right or turning left, or if you decide to change lanes. So if you want to find out more about this fucking thing, is go to your owner's manual and read about it and use your goddamn turn signals if you live in fucking Johnson County. Freaking idiots.
Sibelius must have wrote that
must
one
have been. That's, I'm just reading
left.
The copy. I'm just reading the copy there, so I don't know.
In the Up All Night Radio, your safe driving tip of the week. Sponsored by the Kansas Safe Highway Council. Be safe and always remember while driving, keep your head out of your asshole. One foot on the
brake and one on the gas. A safe driving tip of the week. And I can tell you that next week's safe driving tip, you get to read it because I'm tired of reading these
right
things.
Right on.
And you know, the topic, I already got the text right here. Proper techniques for receiving a blowjob while driving. So you'll get that one.
I'll have to reach way back for that.
There you go.
Oh my.
So there you go.
Me as a motorcyclist really do appreciate the turn signal thing. Let me know what you're going to do. And don't fake me out and make me guess by flipping on the right turn signal and then turning left. That's just not a good thing.
It happens. It happens. I go to work at freaking 4:30, 5 o'clock. So I'm driving all through that whole rush hour, driving, putting around town, doing my deliveries. So I get the entire, and I just see the stupidest fucking people I've ever seen in my life. Are you retarded? There are some people out there that not only shouldn't be driving, they should be killed. That's my opinion.
Exactly. I was following a commercial truck, and being a commercial, well, not anymore, but being that I still hold my CDL, but you know, what is the first thing you have to do when you're a commercial truck driver before you even leave the lot, every day before you get in
vehicle
your truck,
inspection?
You have to do a vehicle inspection. It's required by law. Yeah. DOT says, hey, check your lights, make sure everything works, blah, blah, blah. I'm following this guy in a box truck. No brakes, not a brake signal to save his soul. I'm on the bike, and I dang near ran into him. And I was mad. I cussed him for another mile till I could get up next to him. And I go, hey, your brake lights aren't working. And he's no English.
No English. Oh, he was delivering taco shells.
So have you ever tried to tell anybody on a bike while they're moving that no brake lights and you're flipping your hands? And I actually thought I was going to get run over for a minute.
Did
there.
You finally forget the hand signals and just gave the middle finger?
Yeah, you know. I wasn't going to play no tag. I wasn't going to roll in front of him and hit the brakes just to get my point across. But
I know. It just... It astonishes me that people can be so freaking stupid.
Well, you know, you got to put down the cell phone and quit texting, and you know, maybe even that hamburger that you're trying to jam in your mouth.
Now, legally in the state of Missouri, you can text as long as you're like over 21.
Exactly.
Does that make any sense at all?
It doesn't. And they're supposed to be changing that.
Who is the retarded guy? We were just talking about retarded people in government. Who is the retarded guy that says, no, I like to do it, so let's keep it in there? While you're driving, dumbass.
Well, it worked in California. I mean, come on. They passed that law, that ban, and Schwarzenegger's old lady got caught by TMZ, snapped a picture of her driving this big old SUV, texting while driving the day after this bill went into effect. So, of course, they had to, you know, issue an apology, and she said she wasn't going to do it no more. But
I like that one. You know that.
I would be back. Thank you. I'll be here all week.
I just the ones I like. I like the guys because every day, every night, I see somebody pulling a trailer that have no lights. You know, a pickup truck or a car with a trailer, and they have no lights and no night. But my favorite one. I haven't got time to tell this. But I love guys that carry mattresses in the back of their pickup trucks because I have seen more mattresses go flying through the air, and it's a joy in a world for me. I see this one guy, these Mexican people, and they had this, it's Mexican, who cares? But they had these two mattresses on there and nothing holding it down. The guy was holding his hand out the window trying to hold the mattresses.
That'll stop it.
And we're going about 70 miles an hour on I-70, and I'm leaning back off to one side. I'm going, Get ready. And they both went flying through the air, and trucks were running over their brand new mattresses. And I was just like laughing my freaking ass off. I love it, baby. Oh. You're an idiot enough not to strap them down.
Oh, damn. We suck again. We sleep on the floor.
And you know, that was their big, big thing. We finally got mattresses. And this is like, wah.
What nonsense. What? Okay, I can't follow what Travis just played.
What did he say?
What a odd sense of hummer.
Hummer. Humor.
Humor. Well, thank you. I strive to do my best. All right, we'll be back with more Up All Night with Mac and Travis and Mixtape.
Get it. Why aren't people buying our tennis balls?
You got me.
I mean, they're fuzzy, they're yellow, they're bouncy.
Oh, well, no doubt about it. We have the bounciest balls in the business.
If people knew how bouncy our balls
are... They would be bouncing on tennis courts from North Carolina to California.
Instead, they buy our competitors' clearly inferior balls.
Yeah, smack their balls a few hundred times and the fuzz falls right off.
And soon their balls are totally bald and barely bouncy at all.
What do we need to do to get people to try our tennis balls?
We gotta get the word out.
Word out. Hey! Maybe we should advertise.
Now, that costs money, and we don't have much money.
So, yeah, I don't want to advertise until we have more money.
Which we'll get when we sell more balls and
make some profits.
So we don't need to advertise. We just need to wait.
For what?
For profits.
You're absolutely right.
Sometimes I'm so brilliant I actually scare myself.
Yeah, gave me goosebumps.
Can I see one?
Hold look.
While you're waiting, your competitors aren't. They know something you don't know. It's called advertising, and it works. So get on the ball. This message brought to you by this station, the Radio Advertising Bureau, and produced by the famous Radio Ranch. The Cockroach.
Guys,
say too many bad words. We have a damn right to say whatever the we want.
Minor detail.
And we're going to fucking say it.
Saturdays at noon.
You're a fucking piece of shit. If you are that easily offended.
Listener discretion is advised.
I can't do this.
No, just keep going, please.
No.
It's going good.
You're an asshole.
Hello, blues lovers. This is a list of just a few of the blues artists I've interviewed right here on KCOR.
Debbie Davies.
Tommy Castro. Lil Dave Compton.
Marquise Mark.
Mac Arnold.
Sandy Mack.
Larry McCrae.
Clutches McCormick.
Lori Morvan.
Sean Chambers.
Ken Flayless.
Jill Luke Walker.
Mike Zito.
Jimmy Dawkins.
Jill Cooper.
Anna Popovich.
Saturday night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, USA Time, A1 Blues. com. Check it out.
Steve Geiger.
Joanne Show Tyler.
Candy Kane.
Nick Moss. Jody Curtis.
KCOR. Kansas City Online Radio.
I hate both these idiots. One of them is a sleazebag, and one of them's a douchebag.
It's the Up All Night Radio Show with Mac and Travis.
The which are you?
You know what? We were thinking the same thing. We need to figure out right now who's the sleazebag and who's the douchebag.
I think I've always been the douchebag, so you could. Travis has been the sleazebag, so.
Well, I can handle sleazebag. I've been called worse. At least I smell good. Well, no, wait a minute. Oh, man. So what did you use, strawberry this week? Sorry.
Oh, no.
Had to get that in.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was trying to get a hold of Travis there, see if he was going to call in or not, but he's now not responding in the box.
Man,
so he must
in
be
the box.
playing with his eggs again or something like that. But I'd like to get his call in first before we open up to everybody, so. And then see,
yeah, Travis.
See what he has to say. Because he's not going to have a whole lot of time, you know. Hopefully he can call in when he's up in Washington. I think they have cell phone service in Washington.
Maybe they'll give him one of those cool satellite phones and he can beam his call in.
That would be cool.
That would be great. He's playing Farmville.
Farm fucking Ville. Let me find the fucking Farmville.
I'll give him my farm.
Farmville. There you go, Travis. You got to call in or not? Petville. Oh, my God. So if Travis is going to call in, Travis, call in now. And then we'll hold the rest of the great listeners to a little bit later. What do you think about that? Should we play another song while we're waiting?
Come on, Travis. You got fast fingers.
Oh, my God. I have to come in.
Check you, Yahoo. Yahoo is...
I don't have Yahoo anymore. I got Trojan-fied dipstick. So I don't have... I guess I'll get you on Facebook during the song. How about that? I'll see you on Facebook.
He needs the number.
Oh, okay. Well, I can tell you the number over the air. Just nobody else call right now. Let Travis call first. You got a pen and paper, Travis? This is entertaining radio like you wouldn't believe.
Oh.
You don't do that kind of shit on your show, do you?
Never.
Smooth.
No, yeah, never.
Hey, why don't you call in now?
I beg listeners to call in.
Nobody else call it. 913, Travis. You got to... wait for him to say he's got to...
Need the... Cease?
Need the eyes.
Yes.
Need the yes.
He has yes.
Need the yes. What the fuck does that mean? 913-322... 9502. I didn't put it on the website. I should have.
Trish typed it in there.
Thank you very much. There you go. And nobody else call in yet. Let him spew his vile venom first.
Wait, I can't call in?
You're already here.
Well, you know, I thought about it on my show. And nobody's called in like 2 months. I had the phone lines working.
If I didn't work that night, I would be bugging you to death.
It's too late now. I've done broke the phone. Okay, here it comes. Here it comes. I don't hear it.
Here it comes. Waiting for the big phone to ring.
Wait for it.
And you're going to hear it right here on the air because that's the way we do things here.
Wait for it. Oh, Ma Bell's awful slow tonight.
Man, he is. He got back involved in his Farmville there, I'm sure.
I'm collecting eggs.
All right, there you go. So it's actually, there you go. All right, see you. Hello.
All right.
Hey, I'm a pro.
You made it.
Hold on.
What do you think of McShane filling in for you there?
Do I know?
What do you think of McShane filling in for you? Is he doing a great job?
He's doing good. He's doing
good. Tell me honestly, I suck.
I like the M&M thing.
Got you thinking about those Easter eggs.
That's right. That's
guess
right.
What?
You gotta hide the eggs. Jesus is coming.
And if you put us in your hand, we don't melt, but put us in your mouth, we'll definitely melt. Something like that. I don't know what the phrase is.
You'll come even sooner?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So give us a breakdown of what the hell you doing there.
We just got done dying Easter eggs because, you know, you got to do that. And,
hold on. Now, can I stop you here just one moment?
Sure.
You're going to be over in Africa. I'm going to go ahead and tell everybody where you're going. You're going to fucking Africa. You're going to be over in Africa. You're going to wish you had a beer. You wish you had some, you know, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And your only thought will be, yeah, my last few days at home, I was doing Easter eggs.
Well, you got to think of it this way.
All right.
It's with my little boy, so
that's fun. Sweet. That's nice.
I'm giving him good memories. I have a vivid enough imagination now. I'll be able to imagine the rest.
Well, I've been doing that for years, so, you know, that's all I got.
So you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah, I had to do my farm bill, you know, I had to get that in. You know, I got to harvest my crops.
How are you going to do that? Are you going to be able to still do your farm bill and stuff?
No, I won't be able to, but that's okay.
So your crops are just going to go to hell?
No, I have a stand-in. My wife is going to do all my farm bill for me.
I was ready to say you'll leave with Farmville version 2.0 and come back with 12.9 or something like that.
Yeah,
at the rate they go.
How do you play this game?
So are you guys going to talk your mafia wars? This is your last chance. Because that's going to go to hell too, right?
Nope. See, I have a stand-in for that too. My daughter.
Your daughter?
Just tell her that that McShane is one of your best friends and just keeps sending me gifts.
Anything he wants, you just send it to him.
Take all of it.
He requested everything that you had to have, every collectible possible he wanted, so I just kept sending them to him.
Why, thank you, Travis. I'll buy you a beer when you come back.
Get back, McShane's a level 3,000 something.
I don't think that's happened. I've been playing a year now, and I'm like 2-something.
Wow, you're higher than I am.
I'm like baby steps to the computer, baby steps off the bus.
Yeah, and then see, I don't know what else I'm gonna do. I mean, I'm gonna go through probably computer withdrawal for a little while.
Yeah, what are you gonna do with how are you gonna do porn? You have to go the old fashioned way, you know, the magazines.
I'm gonna have.
How did people do that back in the day?
I don't know. They must have good imaginations, or must have been really, really bored.
Wow.
I figured what I probably end up doing is maybe getting an erotic book.
Like a love novel.
Yeah.
He's gonna be doing Harlequins.
Oh my God! Our army has gone to the toilet.
Have you read one of those things lately?
No,
I haven't.
Just about as good.
Now we know.
What is on Travis's reading list? And why is Fabio on every page?
Oh no!
In the cover.
Yeah, standing right next to Ricky Martin.
You know, you're not really gonna do that while you're in the army, right? Read the the Ricky Martin or the.
Yeah. Yes, I'm gay.
Hey, he'd be like hanging out, and you go, "Hey, man, check out this new book I've been reading."
Yeah. No, what it will be is, check out the new book I've been reading. Just the highlighted parts. Don't read the rest of it. It's boring.
And by the way, I got to go for a little bit. I got to get out of here for a second. You
know. I love gay porn. I'm watching gay porn right now. I hate my job because I love gay porn.
So are they? Do they keep you guys away from the zebras over there? Are they gonna? Is there like a strict, you know?
No zebra policy. Please do not fuck the wildlife.
No.
Wow.
Right to the point. That's why we love you, Travis.
Yeah, there's a variety of animals over there. It's just not the sheep.
That's right.
You start going after the giraffe, you're...
Come on, baby. Give Daddy some loving.
Talk about a long neck. Woo! Whoops.
No gag reflex.
Oh, no.
That was
What's
wrong.
In door number three there?
That was just wrong.
Oh, I'm bringing the show down.
Oh, Bob.
It always reverts back to sex.
Doesn't it always?
That's what our men's lives are revolving around, you know?
Every 5 seconds. Something like that. I don't know how often it is anymore.
I think it's like, well, I think you're right on target.
Now, do women do that? I don't know. But.
I think they're like once every 20 seconds, if I remember what.
Well, they're just not thinking about me. That's the problem. They're thinking about anybody else to have sex with.
See? Maybe we can fix that.
Yeah.
By the way, just to fix that while I'm gone.
All right. I got some audio here. Apparently, this is somebody sent this to me. Your platoon getting together, yesterday?
Uh-huh.
Getting ready for your trip? Let's take a listen.
This is my rifle. This is my gun. This is for fighting. This is for fun.
Nice.
With your Harley Quinn novel and all that.
Yeah.
That's required reading.
That's right.
This is my field manual right here.
Yeah.
And I think I got some information here from your drill or your commander. This is your commander talking.
You're a naughty boy.
That's after he finds your Harlequin in your footlocker. What are you doing with this Harlequin novel romance in your footlocker there?
I haven't read this one there. What? Tell me more about it. Can I trade you with the one I have?
I take a wide stance on this policy.
Wide stance.
Nice. I also perform fellatio for a very, very short amount of time.
Oh, man.
So we're trying to get to know McShane here because we don't know him that well.
Right.
We don't know if he's a Nebraska fan. Are you a Nebraska fan?
Nah.
Oh, that's beautiful, baby. Because you know what comes from Nebraska.
Listen up, you backslidden Nebraska fools.
Well, yeah. You know, that's going to suck, too, because I'm not a big basketball fan.
Well,
and I'm not a big baseball fan.
No, I've baseball lost me a long time ago.
Football and NASCAR, that's me.
Woo, NASCAR, baby!
Go fast, turn left. As long as you're not named Jeff Gordon or Kyle Busch.
I like my beer cold, my TV loud, and my homosexuals flaming.
Try to get all these in for you there, Travis.
Then you can win.
That's nice. See, that's the one thing me and Shane have in common.
Yeah, you both hate Jeff Gordon.
Both hate Jeff Gordon, both hate Kyle Busch.
Oh, man. Kyle Busch just... That guy ticks me off. He's an idiot.
That's my wife's driver.
Oh, he's an idiot.
Now, why does she like him? Because he's a stud muffin or what?
No, because he was driving the M&M car.
Yeah.
M&M, you can't steal our M&M. We got that patented now.
Oh, great.
Associate us with him.
Thanks for reminding me. I want to see him in that pink suit that he does a commercial with. That
yes,
fits him perfect.
I would love to see him race that car. Nothing would seem flamer.
I would laugh my whole entire race off. I'd just laugh my ass off. I'd DVR that just for that.
Yeah, replay it back. Kyle Busch in a tampon 27.
Well, he's why they make those PSA commercials out here in Johnson County about using safe driving and turn signals and stuff.
Nice.
Oh.
So give us a detail. What's going on with you? I mean, you need a audio blog or something to give us an update. This is your audio blog number one. Do you realize this? Can I tell you something? I hope we got time. And realize this. When you come back, the football season will be over with. And you will miss out on the Kansas City Chiefs run to the Super Bowl.
I know, because this will be the year that it happens. You almost got through that entire sentence without
laughing.
Cracking a smile.
Okay, all right.
I could tell just by your voice.
Yeah. Jeez, I had Amber Bach coming out my nose.
That was the funniest thing we've ever had on up on our radio show right there. And you'll miss the Royals.
Well, you know, that probably.
How many games are they going to win? Give your prediction right here.
Let
me roll the tape. Hold on. Let me roll the tape.
Okay. You rolling it?
Rolling the tape.
I bet at least 100 games.
Wow.
I'm going to say they're going to win 100 games this year.
100?
You heard it. It's in the books.
It's in the books.
Will they be Will they be at 500 by July, by the All-Star?
I'll say they'd be close. I bet they're not that bad. I bet they're not as bad as people think they're going to be.
You think is Zach Greinke still going to pitch this year?
Yeah.
Is he going to be worth of something, or is he going to be a Saberhagen?
He damn well better be worth something. He was the only one that pitched worth a damn last year.
That's no lie. He needs to polish up on his interview skills, though.
Oh yeah.
He's a little bit short of a load.
Like,
there.
Yeah, I think he's a couple fries short of a Happy Meal.
That's why he freaked out that one year. That's why he disappeared off the face of the map for freaking about a year.
Pulled a Neville's Gerbach, who's never returned. Is he, like, buried under the first home plate somewhere in some stadium
now? He's visiting Hoffa in the corner of Chicago Stadium somewhere.
I got some audio from training camp down in Arizona.
What's it?
Royals training camp. Let's take a listen. Is that Zach Greinke right there?
That boy's got to be the dumbest sumbitch on this planet, but boy, he can pitch.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, old Zach.
I think they'll be all right this year. I don't know what the Chiefs will do this year, but I think the Royals will be pretty good.
All right.
I won't guarantee that they will.
We're going to hold you to it, too.
You going to hang around for a second?
Huh?
You going to hang around or you want to go?
Yeah, I'll hang around for a couple minutes.
All right. Hang on.
This is Mark Kerr. If you're ready for the blues rock experience, then I invite you to join me each and every Saturday evening from 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time for Mark Kerr's Blues Nation, right here at the home of blues rock and cool talk, KCOR.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected, but it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of vets who've got your back. Whether it's managing the transition home or everyday stuff
like finding a nice sweater for my dog.
Sweater?
Okay, maybe not that. Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by IAVA and the Ad Council.
My mind! Where is it? It's gone!
This is The Cockroach,
the Internet's talk superstation.
Most talk radio is bullshit.
It's all over the Internet.
I mean, really, aren't you people tired of listening to political crap yet?
This is madness.
We like to dress up as stuffed animals and have sex with each other.
What the deuce is going on?
The Internet's talk superstation.
The Cockroach.
MySpace.com/RoachRadio.
Mac, if you can't stop staring at my tits, I'm gonna quit. It's Mac and Travis on the Up All Night Radio Show.
Now, Mac, it's staring at my tits.
But they're so nice.
I know. Oh, well, but they're Beck's tits. You might get upset.
Yeah. Back here, Up All Night, we got Travis Winters on the line there.
Oh, yes.
You there?
I'm not staring at any boobies right now.
Why not? You should have your wife there. I'm getting crazy. I could be going to the club tonight, by the way.
Because you had the color of the eggs, man.
Oh, that's sweet. Just a family man.
Oh, yeah, well, you know. can't party every night.
I guess not.
I need some beads. I'm willing to flash my penis.
That's what when you get off the plane over there, that's the first thing you need to say.
Yeah. Oh, there's been some guys already told me we're gonna play the goat game. If you don't know what the goat game is, and you go rent a movie called Waiting, and you'll find out.
Welcome to Africa, Travis.
Wait a minute, there's no birthday party here for me.
This would be great music for your reports there. And now, Travis Winters.
Straight from the Africa. Travis Winters with your ecological report.
You're going to get a little book and write down every animal you see. See, that gives you something to do.
Yeah.
And what else are you going to do?
I don't know.
What is there to do out there?
I have no clue. I haven't even looked into it.
You could make it like the diary of Travis Winters, kind of like the diary of Anne Frank. It might be popular years from now.
I might die in the end. You never know.
Yeah. Well, after you're gone and dead, then, you know, leave it to me and I'll sell it and make millions of dollars.
And I'll give 1%, 1% to Travis Winters' family.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
I am so sorry.
Hey, Travis, Cool Breeze wants to know where Power Site, Missouri is.
Power Site? I have no clue. I've never heard of Power Site.
I haven't either.
I haven't either.
It could be where the power plant is at or something.
That's
I don't know.
What I would
say. Is there like a big power plant complex? You know about all those.
Well, there's one dead nuclear one down there in Wolf Creek.
Wolf Creek, but it's still alive.
Oh, is it still alive?
Yeah, Wolf Creek is.
They lied to us again.
Well, as far as I know, it's still live. They've been working on it, so I'm assuming it's live or going live again.
Because I know a couple years ago when I was running Coffeyville on the railroad, we'd go off a spur there that ran up to the site, and all the rails are just rusted. There hadn't been a rail car down through there probably in forever, so I assumed it was dead.
Is that why you glow now?
That's why, I've been on a few glow trains. I used to catch a couple glow trains where it was dirty dirt, what we call dirty dirt with nuclear.
Ooh.
And nice. We call them glow trains. I mean, hey, you know those sticks? Yeah, you know that you bust and you shake up and they turn green?
Yeah.
Well, when you take a whiz, it's just kind of the same effect.
Nice. That's awesome. Someone write my name.
It's looking funny. I think he's doing a good job here. You like that one? That was funny.
Yeah, I liked it. That was good.
Hey.
You want to give him a round of applause?
Yes.
This ain't your mama's glow worm.
Makes it easier to find in the dead of night.
I'm telling you. Heyman's a little better.
Probably sex is kind of interesting, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Spots on the underwear are really noticeable, though.
We didn't need to go there.
Oh, forget glow-in-the-dark Trojans.
The whole member glows. Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Hey, I can see your belly button. You're glowing through.
Heck with it. I'd walk around naked. I'd freeball it around.
Top secret government activity exposed by KCRR and M Show film at 11.
So now we know what you're going to be doing over in Africa.
Right.
We broke it. Thank God I'm not a zebra.
I think it was on the news, so that's why I said Africa.
Was it really on the news?
Somewhere I heard it. You know.
Yeah.
So it's not a big secret now.
Wow.
No, it was on the news.
All right. Well, of course, do you believe everything on the news? You could say, them lying sack of suds.
Only about 3% of what I hear.
So you could be going someplace totally different.
You'll find him in Newfoundland.
Guadalcanal. You end up on Guadalcanal.
What was your time on Guadalcanal? It was a blast. It was hot.
I think I got a little Guadalcanal sound here for you. Anyway, so got anything else? I know you probably want to get back to your egg thing, or you want to hang around. What are you doing?
Right now I'm sitting on the couch doing nothing. I can't be in front of, you know how phones and computers react together. So I'm not in front of the computer, so my wife's probably in there messing with my Farmville stuff.
You go back in the chat box then.
Alrighty.
Give us a audio report when you can, if you can call when you're up in Washington. Or Guinevere says hello. Did you hear that?
Hi, Gwen.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well, you guys
take care.
You're
the biggest penis I've ever seen.
What?
Nice.
So when you get back in May, I know you got the big reaffirmation thing.
Yeah.
You're gonna get remarried, but right. Are you gonna have any time to come in and?
I don't know. I'll just have to see how the schedule works. I'd like to at least come in and do something.
Yeah, because I got to have at least, a week's notice so I can get your chair good and toasty.
he's farted like 3 or 4 times.
Sweet.
I broke it in already.
Keeping it warm.
He's just got to learn to go into the bathroom and just stink up my toilet.
That's a weekly thing. I have to do that every show.
Deep and wide.
Well, I bring my own air freshener.
Nice.
Carries it wherever he goes.
I bought it purposely to take over to Mac's house. That way when I destroy the bathroom, I can spray it.
You do that everywhere, or it's just me?
Just you. Just you. You should feel loved. It's like I feel comfortable around you. It's like when women start pooping around you. That's how you know, or fart around you. That's how you know they're comfortable around you.
You're grossing me out now.
Oh, man.
I'm going to have to beep you now.
Slang term, butt half.
All right, well, we'll see you back in the chat box then.
We'll see you guys later.
Take care.
All righty, Travis.
All right.
Love
you.
Bye, guys. And then just click the phone back over and hang up, and you're... Excellent. Cool.
Woo-hoo! All right.
Back here on the Up All Night Radio Show, let's hit a song, and then we'll reorganize. We'll take some listener phone calls here in just a little bit. Come on, I have this window up. Got more shit up here than I know what to do with.
It's okay. God.
Do you go through this?
Yes, I do.
Are you organized? Because I just don't know what the hell I'm at.
I try to make everybody think I am, but it's I don't pull it off too good.
You like live cuts?
Live cuts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
True Lies, Kenny Wayne Shepherd on the Up All Night Radio Show.
So long, thinking it's the truth. I guess it don't seem wrong if it ain't being done to you. She's got a lot to learn. She can't
keep it down. With the work, it's in the wind, then it's bound to blow back around. That's right.
They are Kenny Wayne Shepherd with True Lies.
Thank you, everybody. Good afternoon. How are you doing today?
Thank you very much. It's not afternoon, though. It's the middle of the night. Unless you're in Hawaii, then it's the afternoon. Well, it's about 6 o'clock in the afternoon there, I guess.
I don't know. Why don't we ask Obama? Oh, snap.
Oh, is he out there?
No. Well, takes more trips than I have in my whole life. Oops.
Oops. I don't know.
Good pretzels.
Good pretzels? Oh, man. Oh, wow. Yeah. Man, I should have got me a bowl. I'll get some later. We're going to take your phone calls if you want to call. I don't know if anybody wants to call in, but we'll try it here after the break. But I don't know if you're into the TV shows like Deadliest Catch.
I've watched that a few times. Been a couple years, though. Yeah. It was back when, before that one... Captain Pat passed away when he first had the heart problems and had to rush into the hospital. And he wanted to stay out and fish instead of going in. But
yeah. the new season is that's gonna start pretty soon. And I'm kind of into that and Pawn Stars. I don't know if you watch Pawn Stars.
I've watched Pawn Stars. That's freaking hilarious.
It's a great show. And of course, MythBusters. You know, Carrie and I are getting married.
Are you?
Yeah.
I hope I'm invited.
You certainly invited.
And she's just wearing the veil, right? In her power tool shirt.
Yeah,
and
her power. Yeah, got those and her boots. Mm. But that and I don't know I'm into these weird shows like that. I really like them, and I've tried to get into The Pickers.
Yeah, I've watched that. I kind of like The Pickers. Like just because of it, you know, they dig up some really old stuff that, like the one, I don't know if you saw the one where they found all the carnival rides.
Ah, no.
Out in this guy had been collecting these little carnival rides, you know, that they set up on the traveling shows that fold up into trailers and everything.
Yeah.
And they're all self-contained. And it was like a blast in the past, man. I was like, wow, that's cool. I remember those.
Did he actually get to buy them?
He bought one that was on a rail type deal, and just folded out, and it ran around in a circle on a track, and it was kind of cool. I think they paid like $5,000 for it.
They find some, and what's weird is some of the guys won't sell them because they're the hoarders.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be a pain in the ass, you know. You got all this junk, but like last week they had one where they had this barn that hadn't been unlocked in 30 years.
Oh, nice.
Can you imagine going into some of that shit? I like old shit like that, too, in a way. But
I'm kind of OCD because I'd be like, you know, trying to... I'd have to have gloves on and, you know, in a hazmat suit. And, okay, now we're going to kind of go through there. Yeah,
they're crawling all over some of that junk. But I don't know. It's not my favorite, but I'm kind of getting into it.
I'm ready for Ice Road Truckers.
Oh yeah!
Again,
yeah.
I've got 3 seasons worth DVR'd on the.
Do you see that the hot chick that was the truck driver on there? I don't remember her name.
Yeah,
I remember.
I know which one you're talking about. I can't remember her name. Darn it!
She was hot though.
I wonder if they'll be back because they're trying to change areas. I guess it depends on where those guys are going to be driving again.
Yeah.
If they'll be further north or south or. Because earlier, with the first season, they were pulling a lot right off the Canadian, right up into the Alaskan stuff. But I don't know.
Would you do that?
Would I do it?
Yeah.
For what they make in 6 weeks, I'd be willing to give it a go. I'm a good driver. I drive around the parking lot a few times. We'll be back with more Up All Night with Mac and Mick.
Dominic Forbes every Sunday morning, 10 till midday, here on KC Online Radio.
Soft rock classics. Dominic Forbes.
Okay, you ready? The way it's said properly is...
The cockroach!
The cockroach.
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 Cockroach, man.
The cockroach.
The cockroach.
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 Cockroach. Cockroach. Cockroach. Cockroach. Cockroach.
I had nothing to say. Stop bothering me.
The cockroach.
The cockroach.
The Internet's Talk Superstation.
Check us out online at myspace.com/roachradio.
You may not use rage-enhancing substances such as caffeine, nicotine, alcohol, crack cocaine, flippies, jellies, stingers, trick sticks, bing-bangs, or flying willies.
It's Mac and Travis on the Up All Night Radio Show.
All right, back here Up All Night. And we got a lot to get to. If you got a question for McShane, you can either give us a call or put it in the chat box. We got to get to know him better. Because you're going to have a whole year of getting to know him. So just write your question in the chat box. any question. He will answer any question at all. So no matter how weird it is.
He's stepping out on a 2x4
there. What is his favorite fetish? Anything you want to know about McShane right there. Or you can call us. We'll take your calls here in just a minute. So ask questions. I got one thing I have to mention. This Wednesday at 10 p.m. on KCOR and also live on Tuesday on Jackalope, which was one of our affiliates, on Night Watch, he has a very special guest. Jesse Ventura will be on.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
I love Jesse.
We're going to find out about the conspiracy theories next season?
Could be. So tune in to Jackalope Radio, one of our great affiliates, and it's on Tuesday, I believe, at 8 p.m. You better check their listings. Or it's also on KCR at 10 p.m. on Wednesday. It's all over the place. I'm sure you can find it if you like Jesse Ventura.
Awesome.
Tune it in.
I want him to be president.
Yes, I do, too. I do, too. All right. We got any questions in the chat box yet? It takes a whole 30 seconds for people to actually hear it. Yes, I'm a tweeter, and you're a Farmville person, so there you go.
Getting to know him. Getting to love him.
There you go. Come on, ladies.
Thanks, Trav.
I'm sure the ladies have some questions.
Do I like pancakes? Does Chili Willy like syrup? Does a big 10-pound bag of flour make a big biscuit?
Are you, Diva, do you realize that Kansas City has IHOP and the Waffle House?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
We are conveniently located.
Convenient pancake capital of the fucking world right here, baby. And those potatoes at the Waffle House.
Oh, yes. Mm. Nice hash brown potatoes.
Mm. Making me hungry, right there, Diva? Thank you so much. Questions in the chat box. Oh, here you go. More questions.
My president can kick your president's ass. Yes, I agree. If Jesse Ventura was there. Oh, he is?
He's a big Jesse fan, too.
I like Jesse Ventura. He's got some nut sacks. Springfield has Aunt Martha's Pancake House. Now, I've seen those for some reason, probably when I was down south.
Yep.
Yeah. Never ate there, though.
And Springfield also has the restaurant with the Flying Biscuits.
Mm.
Remember the Flying Biscuit place? What's that called there, Breeze? Willie Nelson used to flip pancakes there. I'll be damned. And he used to smoke a lot of weed there, too.
He wasn't flipping any tricks there.
He was smoking a little weed while he was flipping the pancakes.
Good old Willie. Yeah. The one thing that got me is I was sitting there with my phone. Sorry, I just brain farted. Oh. That's just something that happens often. And KC... If nobody knows who Casey is, he was the original co-host for the McShane Rock Show, was on vacation. And he sends me this picture mail from his phone. And he says, man, I had to send you this sign. And it's McShane's Steakhouse. And I automatically called my lawyer and said, where's my cut? Come on.
Yeah.
And there's a McShane's down south on 69 Highway somewhere toward the south.
And it's not yours.
And it's not mine. I'm going, God, man, I want my money back.
What questions in the chat box? While we're waiting for all these questions, the women have questions for you. They want to know your fetishes and all that other stuff. I want to mention that Breeze in the chat box, her show is Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Time on KCOR. And she has been recognized by the Blues Hall of Fame.
Woohoo.
As ambassador of the blues for the state of Missouri.
Serious?
Seriously.
Way to go. That is way cool.
So she's all glowing over that and well-deserved, a great deal for her. So you got to tune in if you like a, She wants to know if you wee a lot. I don't know, though.
I glow when I wee.
You glow when you wee. but that's pretty cool. So if you want to, you're not going to be listening just to any show. You're going to be listening to a blues ambassador show.
Right. Heck there. Yeah, and she well deserves that. She works very, very hard. If you come in and you check the chat box at
she's
any given time,
in the freaking chat box.
She's always out there. She does a lot of work, and everybody appreciates it for sure.
And some great tunes there. Anyway, so
awesome.
Check her out. All right, we're waiting for questions. More pancake talk right here. You guys ever talk about pancakes on your show?
No. No. Maybe a rabbit with a pancake on his head, but that's when the crickets don't chirp.
You need to pimp your show, by the way, all the time, every segment. Go for it. The mic's open. Don't forget to listen to the McShane Rock Show.
Don't forget to listen to the McShane Rock Show every Friday night at 9 to 11 p.m. Central Standard Time at www.McShaneRockShow.com or right here on KCOR.
There you go. And I'd be in there if I didn't have to work because it's a fun, fun time. If you had to choose feet or ball gags. Question from the chat box. Thanks, Travis.
Throw me under a bus. Thank you.
You got to answer it. Sorry.
Man, do I really have to? Nice.
All right, Mick, what is your gamer platform?
My gamer platform. I'm a big PC guy. I don't do the Xbox 360s, if that's what you're referring to.
Yeah.
I'm old style guy. I do a lot of simulation. I race online with NASCAR 2K3. Actually had the privilege of racing on in the DMP League back in the day with Dale Earnhardt Jr., which was his league. It was invite only. I didn't get to race with Truex, but... he came in shortly after they switched over to iRacing, which is nothing that I am going to race on. So, and I still currently race in a league on Wednesday nights and Sunday nights. So,
excellent.
So there's my gamer platform. I'm a big PC guy. I've had that Xbox, and I still go back to my PC.
And Travis has the Atari 2600. So.
Wow, that's worth a lot of money if it still works.
Did you see that they had some of the game systems on Pawn Stars.
Yes, they did. One of those Ataris went for like what, $30,000 or something like that. Crazy. It was in perfect condition. One button, one stick. You couldn't confuse nothing there. It was just fire at the little thingy boppers, and you were. Remember E.T. on Atari? That was the dumbest game. It flopped so bad.
I'm trying to remember the one. Oh, by the way, let me get this before it goes out of my screen. If you want a doo-doo award here on the show, you have to come here to town and I'll buy you your beer. So all winners of the doo-doo awards, you get your award if you come here in the studio and you get a beer. So I'm trying to think of the – is it Asteroids where you float around and you shoot?
Yep.
I love that game. And there was a race car game that I loved a lot, too, but I can't remember. Way back in the day.
Like Night Racing. It was just the lines, and it'd go through the curves and corners. Yep.
Yeah, love that.
Yeah, that was a cool game. I was a big Space Invaders guy. I used to jam on that.
Yeah, smoke weed and play Space Invaders. That was the...
Pizza Hut, Canadian Bacon Pan Pizza, the original stuff, Orange Crush and Sunkissed and
used to go to,
RC Cola.
I think it was Chuck E. Cheese in Springfield. Or not Springfield, in Tulsa.
Oh, there was Pole Position, too. Thanks, Trav. That was the Indy Cars.
I don't drink beer. Now she wants a crown. Yes, you can have crown instead of a beer for your doo-doo award, but you still got to show up.
I like Galaga, too.
Galaga was the best.
Yes, I still would die to have a Galaga game. That thing, I'd give up the computer. What if we don't drink beer?
Then we'll find you something else. What do you drink? Mai Tai? We fix up the thing of Mai Tais.
Yeah.
If you're a doo-doo award winner, believe me, we'll figure something out you like.
Crown is the best.
There you go.
Crown and Coke.
There you go. Travis has the whole doo-doo award winners list up there. We'll have to dig it out next week and make sure everybody knows who they are.
Nice.
But it's like the Grammy Awards, but it's strictly for listeners. So listeners, it was the best banter award went to J-Dog, of all people. Get out of here. Pac-Man. How about Miss Pac-Man?
Miss Pac-Man was all right. I liked... the Super Pac-Man.
Hmm.
Because he had his little cape, and you could eat power-up buttons, and made him really big, and he'd run around at super speeds. That was pretty cool.
I guess Breeze and Becky are going to get along. If she ever comes up here, then
there you
guys can have a cocktail and get out of here with Donkey Kong.
It's on like Donkey Kong. Mr. The Mannings kind of brought that back in. Well, you tell your sister that if we're going to... Yeah, whatever. I can't remember the deal. But it's on like Donkey Kong. Centipede. I never got into Centipede. That was too fast of a game for me, and I was it took too much effort to play that game.
Well, they know their game systems. Got questions for McShane, especially the ladies. We like the questions from the ladies. All we're getting is questions from Travis, which is scary. About
yeah, and I don't like his questions.
Nah, he's way out there.
You scare me when you ask questions like that, Trav.
Weed makes you slow.
Well, then I guess we'll...
Willie Nelson?
Yeah, Willie Nelson. Yeah, that's why he wasn't a rocker. I think it... Forrest Gump must have been really stoned.
Oh, God.
It took him 3 years to run across.
And I remember that scene very well because it was playing Fleetwood Mac. There
yes, it was, and Jackson Brown, too.
Yeah. Oh, I see. I got this in here. I don't know why I didn't play this for you.
McShane has entered the box.
Nice.
Wow. Nice. I know you're going to enter the box later tonight. That's what
you're
saying.
Man in the box!
All right, so what we got here? We'll go back to it.
I smoke. I smoke Pall Malls. Trav?
Have you ever seen that the fake weed... That new stuff.
K2 stuff. Which is now conveniently banned because...
Well, they're going to ban freaking everything, but I wonder if that stuff works at all.
Because heaven knows that you can't have the population feeling good.
Wow. Well, you can't go to work. But I don't think the drug tests catch for work. I don't know.
Yeah, that was the big thing, is that you don't test positive for anything. Yeah. So you could be hiring a kite and...
I don't know. I got to wait till I retire, I guess.
Kansas actually passed the ban. I think Missouri is right getting ready to.
But you can still text if you're over 21 while you're driving.
Yeah. So you can run over poor motorcycle riders like me.
Yeah.
And the ones that really kill me are the ones that are driving around in Toyotas texting and driving. It's like, wait a minute. You're already driving in a death trap, and now you're taking... I think I'd want my full attention on the road.
I guess the ladies don't have questions for you. They're going to find out.
They're
going
to
wait. What about Beck? I'm sure she would have asked.
She knows better than give up my secrets.
You're going to be mysterious. That's going to be your thing. He's mysterious.
I'm always dark and mysterious. You're listening to the Nightline with Mick. We warned you.
We'll have to get the webcam on. Right, we'll be focused in right on you the whole
night.
Nice,
so. Nice. And then you scare everybody. Halloween, that'd be great.
All right, you got 10 seconds. We're not going to take your calls. You got 10 seconds to ask questions. Come on, ask questions. Or we're going to move on to the show notes. We got lots to get to. We don't have time to be fooling around in the chat box.
Beck says, because I would be giving up my secrets also. Thank you, baby.
All right, so we'll get to your secrets. We'll weed them out of you through time.
Yeah, you got 365 days
that's
to
right,
do it.
That's
so
right. That's right. I was going to... I got a few minutes. I had one other topic that I wanted to mention.
Oh, isn't that a cool Breeze typed in one? Do we have time to answer it? Oh,
absolutely.
Do you like blues, Mick, since your show is rock? I'm into more of the blues rock side. I'm a heavier rock kind of guy, but... straight blues, I do and I don't, but my main favorite is rock, classic rock style, stuff like that. But I do like blues.
Led Zeppelin is definitely a blues based.
And most of your classic rock artists are. So if we're going off that premise, then yeah, I do.
More of a blues rocker.
Blues rocker. Yeah. So there you go.
There's a question. There's an answer. Bada bing, bada boom.
Bada bing, bada boom. In and out.
One of the things I was going to talk about, and this kind of brought this whole thing up, is because I get approached now, it's on an average of every other night when I'm out doing my job. And I'm, you know, back behind in the dark and behind buildings and bullshit like that. And people come and they want food or they want money.
Uh-huh.
And it just happens every freaking night. And sometimes it's weird. Sometimes it's just sad. But my question is this. And you're a big, you believe in the free market. Mm-hmm. I do too. I mean, that's the American way. When is enough enough? When is enough money? What's the amount of money that you could say, this is enough? I don't need to make any more money. What's your number? Do you have a number? Or do you think there should be a number?
I have a number that I could probably get away with. Now, whether Beck agrees with this number is totally different. I think with what, at this point in time, and it's changed a little bit since the recession, you know, got laid off. But so the bills have changed now. But I always thought, you know, I look back and when I was making $30,000-$35,000 a year, I was pretty much happier. Yeah. Than when I was making a ton more at the railroad, because you're gone.
Yeah.
And you're working for that money, but you also intend to spend. I mean, when they say the more money you make, doesn't mean you got that much more money, because you actually just bigger purchases, and you find out the hard way. This recession taught a lot of people a lot of things about that. You know, if you got the money at the time when the job, but what happens when that job and the money goes away, and now you got all these high dollar ticket items that you were able to afford, and now you're like, oh crap. So yeah, 30-35, I think I was pretty happy. I'm not going to turn down money, but
yeah, if you were $1 million, I just was kind of curious because you have, you know, they're asking
cover the bills. Okay, 45.
You want to cover the bills? And a little bit extra. It kind of just, you know, here I'm looking pretty bad. I'm delivering freaking bread, and they want money from me. And you got these people that are rich as shit. And it made me think, who is the richest guy I ever met? And I met two rich guys. I don't know if this was the richest guy, but it's one of the two. But anyway, he was the number four guy at Boeing Aircraft.
Oh, that's right. He passed up Bill Gates and all them this year, didn't he?
I'm not for sure. At the time, I asked him, you know, how much he made, how much he had, and he told me it was between $400 and $600 million.
Gee, many Christmas.
And, well, I'll finish the story when you're back. It's a long story.
More.
But answer me in the chat box, how much is enough?
Enough is enough. More Mick and Mac up all night.
We're not talking sex either. Never enough of that.
Stop.
You're listening to the Music Alternative.
The Texas Blues Cafe, man. All the way. Yeah.
Taking blues into the 21st century.
21st century blues.
21st century blues.
All the music that anyone would want to hear.
I absolutely love your music.
I'm so happy. I am totally hooked on you guys. I'll never go back to the other one.
I'm a Texas. Yeah, yeah.
Exploring podcast technology and striving for bluescast excellence. We are the Texas Blues Cafe.
Now heard Saturday nights at 10. Here on KCLR Online Radio.
Hey, this is Mark Kerr. If you plan to buy a CD or digital downloads in the near future, make sure that one of your purchases is from an independent artist. We are the future of the music business.
Hey, how you doing? This is Joe Walsh. I'm speaking on behalf of Rad. It's okay to rock and roll, right? But don't drive home drunk. If you're drunk, call me up. I have a limo. I'll come and get you.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Mick Shane from the Mick Shane Rock Show, and you're listening to Kansas City Online Radio, KCOR.
Do you want to see me in a cheerleading outfit? It's Mac and Travis on the Up All Night Radio Show.
By the way, the lovely SVG is doing very well. She's doing great, so with her baby. She had a baby about 3 weeks ago. So.
Right on. Congratulations.
So she's breastfeeding the baby and doing all those things. So there you go. By the way, don't forget, this is your pimp time. Every segment, you get to pimp the McShane Rock Show.
Every segment?
Every segment. We are going to be a pimping machine right here.
McShane Rock Show. Go to www.mcshanerockshow.com. That's M-I-C-K-S-H-A-N-E, rockshow.com. Friday nights, 9 to 11 p.m., where I'll be playing unsigned rock and a bunch of hijinks. Drunken News, Weekly Beer Song, and the Drew Report.
There you go.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be on vacation here in a few weeks, and I'm going to be in there, and I want everybody in there, baby.
Yeah,
we'll
join us
have
in
a big
the
party.
Box.
And we'll have a good time. Bring a cocktail with us. Anyway, back to my story here. So anyway, there's this dude, and it's not really friends. He was going to invest in this company as a partnership with this other guy that I knew, and he sent me up there to talk to him for 2 weeks up in Seattle. Just to bullshit, and I had already quit my job, so I didn't really give a flying fuck, but he still wanted me to go up there. Anyway, that's the Jess story. But anyway, here's the whole thing about it. You know, how much, every guy has fun money. I guess every woman has fun money. I have like $20. That beer I bought in there was my fun money. I'll usually buy beer.
And I drank it all.
No, that's
it's what, my fun money.
That's your money. It's fun money for anybody, but that's there for everybody. But anyway, you got a few dollars, that's your fun money. You can spend on anything you want. This guy's fun money, I swear to God, and this is what he told me, because I ask him stupid questions. That's why he liked me. I have a stupid sense of humor, and I ask stupid questions. As I spent 2 weeks with this dude, he had scheduled for his fun money $1,000 a day.
What?
$1,000 a day. $365,000 a year was fun money. This wasn't his house. His house was paid for. He had a $38 million place in Idaho, which is his vacation home. He had his regular place there in Seattle. But he had $1,000 a day. So if he wanted to go see the Supersonics, he'd go buy some great tickets and go spend the night. He said if he wanted to really do something wild, you know, go to Vegas and gamble, he's a big gambler, then he would, you know, save up for a few days. But the reason he did that was because he knew he could last the rest of his life with that and making sure they didn't overspend, you know, just go buy something ridiculous.
Right, right.
So he just had $1,000 a day. So we would go out and eat. We'd go out and eat at this restaurant, the same restaurant every night, and the waitresses loved him.
I bet.
And he would drop, I don't know, $600-$800 at this place, and they had pull tab machines. You know, I don't know if everybody has pull tabs, but the little things you card and you open, they're a buck a piece. He gave the waitress $250 worth of pull tabs. He kept giving these stacks of $50 pull tabs to me to open up. It was just, can you imagine having $1,000 a day to do whatever you want? Any sporting event you wanted to go to, you could go to.
I'd have a lot of fun on $1,000 a day.
Holy crap. And here I'm worried about $20.
Yeah, I'm like, I got $5, and I hang on to it for weeks at a time I let loose.
Me too. Maybe I can get another five, and I can actually buy something, you know? It just amazes me that somebody can do that. And there's people that are billionaires and millionaires that do that. That $1,000 a day doesn't mean nothing.
And that's being frugal for them.
Yeah. He was totally serious when he said, I'll do this the rest of my life, and I know I'll have the money. Whatever happens, I'll know I have the money. So if I don't make any more money after this, I'll still get $1,000 a day to do whatever the fuck I want to do it.
That's just nuts. That's nuts. I wish everybody could be that fortunate.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. And one other note about this dude, and I guess since then he's been fired and there was a little situation of him stealing money and whatever, you know, the whole just like Enron sort of thing, I guess,
nice,
is what I heard. But one night he was driving drunk and he punched a cop.
There goes the fun money.
And he didn't get charged.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the cops now got fun money.
Yeah, there you go.
Punched him in the fun bags, gave some fun money to the cop, and there you go.
If you or I did that, we'd be in jail for freaking ever.
Oh, yeah.
Lose our job. No.
It'd take me
You got money, you got whatever you want. So.
Pretty much. That's how the world turns anymore.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the show notes. We'll get through this real quick. Sorry I had to tell my stupid story, but...
Not stupid.
I just want to know how much people think it's enough is enough. All right, let's see. Oh, I like this one. I like the cheerleader.
Be aggressive. Be aggressive. Go Mac with entertainment news.
Yeah, baby. Go Mac!
Right on.
Travis was going to say something about that, the cheerleading. That was an actual cheer back in the day that I won't go there. Never mind. Anyway, let's shoot through these show notes real quickly. We were talking about this earlier. The United States Navy frigate captured these five pirates. The pirates started shooting at them because they didn't know they were just some ship. And then, you know, guess what? What do you think about that? That's funny.
It wasn't a good ship Lollipop.
What idiots.
But they got a licking.
Let's take this piece of shit boat we got and shoot our little rifles at this frigate and see what fucking happens, idiots.
It's like trying to run a tugboat into the Titanic.
Oh, man. That's too funny. Absolutely funny. I'd love to see their faces. I guess, I don't know if the frigates, our new frigates, you actually see guns on there, do you? Because I know they got the slanted, smooth sides. And
you know, I don't know. I haven't really looked.
I haven't either. I didn't know if they were kind of hidden guns or they just, I don't know what the deal
is. Be smart to make them big and hidden. I mean, big and invisible so that, you know, it's like, hey.
Hello.
Mess with us. Like I dare you.
Big old battleship.
But sometimes stealth is good.
Yeah. Next item on the show notes real quick. We're going to go through these fast because right I just blew the night. Atlanta Humane Society puppy cam. If you want to see puppies, just click on this, and you can see the puppy cam live video of these puppies. This
wow, those is our, are some big puppies.
These are our sweet little... My computer's not working.
big puppies.
Big puppies, baby. Oh, that's on later on down the list there. We're getting to the big puppies. But there's a... in fact, it's a... take a look and see what's up. Maybe dark there. No, there they are. They're all asleep, and they're just relaxing. So there's you, the puppy cam. So you check that. It's very interesting. That's for the Halloween thing, you know. Oh, one's stretching there. Oh, stretchy, stretchy dog. All right. I got to get back here. I'm working on it. And our dog is restless here.
Woohoo!
I'm working on it. My computer is freezing up here.
And the dog nurses baby squirrels.
Yes. That was the next one.
That's, imagine that.
Very interesting, isn't it?
I wish that this dog would lure the squirrels away that got into my siding. Now we're going to have to repair the big hole.
I feed the squirrels.
I think we did too, one too many times.
Let's see. What else we got on here? We've got, April Rose. You can find out. There's a video of her on Movie Underground Girl. You can see what she does. And then the question is, what is the best movie host of all times? We had Elvira, and my favorite was Rhonda Shear. And if you click on the link there, you'll see a picture of Rhonda Shear. She did the Up All Night. Remember that? Up All Night. That's where we got our title of our show.
Oh, they took away the ability.
Oh, man.
I can't see it. I have forbidden.
Oh, man. Is there a way to unforbid it? Believe me, you'll want to see this. The holy
server,
crap.
Oh, there it goes. Wow. Really?
Yes, that's Rhonda Shear. Now, that is her. And smoking on, remember that? Up All Night?
I hate to say it, but Elvira just got kicked to the curb.
Rhonda was great. There was somebody before Rhonda that did that, and I thought she was better looking, but I can't remember her name. And I've tried to figure it out, but that's what our show is named after, the old Up All Night.
Right on. Well, you know, Kathy Quinn used to do something similar as Elvira on Channel 41, KSHB.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That name comes to mind because I kept thinking of Martha Quinn from VH1.
Yes.
And then that name wasn't fitting right, so I bet that's who I was, one of the people I was thinking
Kathy
of.
Kathy Quinn, yeah. She kind of did the... I can't remember her name, though, but she did kind of the Elvira look. Yeah.
Next thing on the show notes, I want to save this story. We'll talk about in depth next week. 300-year-old porn found.
Nice.
But we'll get to that because we can.
Was it sketched?
Could be. I think they used actually cloth to make it 3D. But we'll
awesome. Do that.
Get to the Peep Show picture. Since it is Bunny Day, check out the Peep Show picture. Give us a blow-by-blow on that, baby.
It's coming. Oh, it's coming.
Slowly it comes.
Now, that's some peeps.
That's some definite peeps, baby.
Is that the model that you're going to have installed in the studio over here?
Yeah. It have some peeps on it. All right, go and watch the rest of the show notes. There's some very disturbing show notes there. We'll probably save a few of them for next week.
Right on. All right, we'll be back with more Up All Night with Mac and Mick right after this.
I know what you're going through.
I've been there.
Nobody else I know has been there.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan, I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Not everyone understands that.
Things at home may be as you left them.
But you don't feel the same.
Join us at communityofveterans.org.
And connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
With huge egos and tiny penises. They're back, Mac and Travis.
How was it?
Yeah.
You got 14 months of this. Can you do it there?
Yeah, I can do it. Can the listeners do it?
Well, they got no choice. We're like Tom FM. You get no choices. We're going to play what we want.
Tom FM.
What do you think there, Travis? How did he do there?
I got to scroll back down here.
I have to wait 30 seconds. Anyway, thank you so much for being here, and I think we're gonna have a good time.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
We're going to get a little more, figure each other out. And when I just sit here
better,
and pause.
Better
and
to say, better to say feel each other out than up.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe it gives you a 10. There you go. Give him a round of applause.
Thank you, Travis.
Give him a round of applause. Wrong one. I almost played the loser one, so.
Yeah, thanks. I'm used to that one.
We'll be back here next week, and we'll continue the madness and try to work on some stuff. And you have any ideas or anything like that, bring it on. If you have a question for McShane, you know, go and talk in his chat box and ask him what his fetishes are there. I'm sure he may not like that. Give us another fuck just to get in your system. You got to come here and say the cuss word.
Oh, yeah, fucking A right.
There you go.
And fuck no, Travis. And what you just put in there. He says, touch each other.
You know, Travis, I'm still going to play your sound bites, even though you're gone, because you will be back someday.
Yes, yes.
And when you walk into the room, you're still going to get some of your sound, maybe even this one.
Pants on the ground, pants on the ground, looking like a fool with your pants on the ground with the...
Oh, now, man.
Let's see. One quick one. Where is it at? Let me find a good one.
I love this box.
I had a chance to be a male cheerleader. Come on, Freddie, give it to me. Twist up a fatty.
That's probably the one he wants to be last here before he leaves out on his big adventure.
Twist up a fatty. Twist up a fatty.
Right on, right on.
And let's see. That's enough. That's enough. We'll just leave it with that one.
There you go. So, his legacy begins. I got big shoes to fill.
Well,
I don't know. What size shoes?
Got a big chair to fill because he's filled up a chair. See y'all next week. Thanks there, Nick.
All righty. Thank you. Thank you. We'll see you next week.
I'd probably do her.
I'd do her.
If I wasn't married, I'd do her.
This is Simon from American Idol. What can I say? That was pure delight. Really wonderful.